When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Probation officers of Reddit. What's the dumbest thing that you've seen an offender do while on probation? Had a kid on probation for your basic teenage offenses: underage drinking, minor vandalism, shoplifting. Kid had a rough upbringing and almost no role models, so the judge took it easy on him and he got sentenced to community service rather than big boy jail. Didn't show up. The kid just didn't go because, according to him, he wasn't about to be seen picking up trash like some locals, insert whatever racial slur kid could think of. Well, guess who got to go to big boy jail? An old roommate of mine was on probation for drunk driving, and he calls me one day to ask if I can take his dog out for a walk because he won't be home. He rear-ended a cop in a parking lot with an open beer in the car. He got an ankle bracelet and I got a new apartment. I'm not living with someone that stupid. Former PO. We had to stand in the bathroom and watch as the offenders provided a urine sample. One time, a black male decided to use a Wizinator, plastic penis with a tube attached to a plastic bag full of clean urine. He didn't think that officers would be in the bathroom watching him, and unfortunately for him, he used a white Wizinator. Another time, an offender was told that he was being arrested. He panicked and decided to run through the window that was in his officer's cubicle. First story. Apparently, not thinking that he was in South Florida, he bounced off of the hurricane-proof glass. When he woke up, he was already in handcuffs, ready to go. Till hurricane-proof glass exists. Had a client sentenced for transportation fraud, skipped out on cab fare. Guess how she got to her first appointment with me? Yep, took a cab to my office and skipped out on the fare. It's a habit. What are you gonna do? I'm a cop, and one of my co-workers was formerly a probation officer in Florida. One day he got a call that one of his felons, who was a sex offender, had been arrested for giving a BJ to a donkey that he had tied up in a field, in front of a bus full of elementary school students. I'm a case manager for offenders placed on probation to help get their crap together. Not my client, but I know one who narrowly passed his diversion program instead of going to prison, only to go to the probation lobby and to watch a rap video of himself waving pistols around, with a sheriff behind him watching it. He was violated and sent to complete his prison sentence. Not a PO, I was on probation years ago. At the time I had a serious opioid and benzo habit. I had just spent a week in jail over a probation violation for not paying a fine. Got out, started getting high right away. Since I didn't use for a week, my tolerance went down a bit. I had to see my probation officer in a week from the time I got out. That whole week was a blur, but I remember the night before, I did a few pills, passed out in my car in a grocery store parking lot. I wake up to cops around me. They make me get out. I take a sobriety test where you watch their fingers and such the breathalyzer. I pass both. I get back in my car. They tell me to get going but leave before I did. I didn't want to drive that messed up, so I didn't, and passed out again in the same spot. The same cops come back a few hours later. Again they give me the tests and I pass. They tell me to pull my car over to the side of the street where I sleep for the night. The next morning I go to see my PO. I was still completely wasted, though. At the time I didn't realize this, but my PO knows I am messed up the minute she looks at me. She sends me in the bathroom with this guy to pee in a cup. When coming out of the bathroom I had forgotten to button my pants. They fall down right in front of her. I had underwear, unfortunately. She asks me if I have a drug problem. I tell her no. but I may fail the drug test because of prescriptions. She again asks me if I need to go to rehab. I say no. Looking back on it, she was giving me the option of rehab rather than jail. Anyway, she handcuffs me and takes me to country jail. I was there for 3 months. To top it all off, I had driven to my PO's office. Luckily she didn't cite me for the DUI though. They had my car impounded and I never got it back. This was years ago. I have over 3 years sober now. I was a complete frick up, and I'm so thankful to be where I am today. Good job, dude. Congratulations on your being clean. Sorry, not a probation officer, but I have a story about my old friend who was on probation and on the way to meet his probation officer for a beating and drug screen. I think he was on probation for writing some bad checks. Anyway, as he's a stoner, he forgets to allow enough time for his bag of purchased clean pee to sit next to his body to heat to the right temperature. A genius decides to swing by a gas station on his way to meet his officer and throw the pee bag in the microwave. Welp, somehow he lost track of time with this as well and ended up exploding his pee bag in the microwave. Knowing he had no solutions to his now mulletable problems, he went back home and partied. He didn't even clean out the microwave. Turned himself in when the warrant was issued and went to jail for 30-ish days. My dad is a PO. When giving a drug test to a client, the results came back and my dad asked the client if he had anything to tell him. The client then admits he stole his neighbor's Xbox. Also, they think if they unplug the ankle monitor receiver, no one will notice. Hey, at least he was honest. I bet his neighbor wanted his Xbox back. The amount of clients who don't realize their social media pages are public is insane. I had several clients post pictures of themselves smoking pot or drinking or being places they shouldn't be. Guess who'd get drug tested the next day? I also had a client post pictures of herself with her baby daddy, who just so happened to be a wanted felon for the past 4 years. Cue nice big investigation where everyone ended up in jail. Another fun story. Client tests positive for THC one time. Not a big deal in the grand scheme of things. But we have to take the proper steps. So I bring him in to have a conversation with my supervisor about it. We're basically going to tell him, hey, cut it out and send him on his way. But this guy absolutely loses his mind during the conversation, ranting and raving and telling us to take him to jail because that's what we want to do anyway. Wrong, buddy. Just lay off the weed for 6 months until you're free. But nope. This guy gets so upset he throws a punch at me and ends up spending the next 6 months in jail. TLDR. Make your social media pages private and don't be an overreactive crazy person. I find it funny some people just can't wait 6 months. Weed's fun and all, but it ain't that fun, lol. A friend of mine was a probation officer. We were out at a bar one night after a softball game and she abruptly said, I need money for 2 shots. I'll tell you why in a minute. Confused but intrigued, I gave her some cash and watched as she went to the bar and ordered 2 shots. She went up to a guy I didn't know and was quite a bit older than our friend circle was. She handed him one of the shots, did the cheers salute and took her shot. She said, see you at my office tomorrow, and came back to our table. He just stood there staring at us for a few seconds, took his shot, and left. She fills me in that the man was on probation and had a scheduled appointment with her the next morning. She was pretty confident that he would be going to jail for being caught in the bar, so she figured she would buy him his last drink. Harsh but hilarious. Guy showed up to probation reeking of alcohol, a multiple time OV offender of course. Naturally he got selected for a random breath test. Dude blew 293 and told me he last had a drink last night. Now policy was that he could either have someone pick him up or he could stay until he sobered up. Jail was overcrowded. Now he starts ranting and raving about how he is going to be late to work and he doesn't have anyone to call. I tell him, tough crap. I'm not letting him go alone to kill someone on the highway. Eventually he gets desperate and calls his ex-girlfriend, and the crazy thing is she agrees to come. She shows up pee as heck. I photocopy her license and hand him over to her. He tells me that he might get fired cause he's going to be late. The ex gives him the shittiest crap I've ever seen and says, you haven't been this early to work in years. I laughed my butt off till I went to bed. Not an officer, but I was on probation at the time. We're in the waiting room, and some kid, maybe 18-19, pulls out a small one-hitter pipe. Everyone looks at him and he just takes a hit of spice in the freaking waiting room, with everyone there just looking at him. He spices, apparently. A blig, not a PO, just a girl who got caught smoking pot in her dorm room and had to go to court. At my court hearing, another dude was there because he allegedly got drunk one night and shot a bullet through the wall of his apartment complex. Apparently the cops confiscated a bunch of guns from this dude's apartment, not sure if they were legal or not. From how it sounded, this kid probably shouldn't have possessed any firearms. While he was at the stand, he asked the judge if he could have the guns returned because he still had a few, and since they were part of a collection, he wanted them all together. A complete silence in the courtroom. I watched the lawyer's shoulders tense up. The judge was not impressed. She let him have it for still having guns when he should have given all of them up that night. She told him he needed to turn in the rest of the guns or he'd be violating probation and would go to jail. He probably kicked himself so hard after that. And blamed Obama. Juvenile state probation officer checking in. I had a child on a trial home visit attempt a drive-by with a stolen handgun. Needless to say, that trial home visit didn't last. Obligatory, not a PO. About 10 years ago, the house across the street was bought by a woman who had recently, and legally, come into a ton of money. She bought the house for cash and proceeded to use the rest of her income to provide booze and drugs for her friends, the local Norteño gang contingent. It took several years of working with local officialdom to get her run out of the neighborhood. Early in the saga, she'd only been arrested a couple of times for drugs, so hadn't gotten prison time. One day I came home to find the street full of cop cars and police officers keeping everyone away from the house. A nice sergeant filled me in on the story. Miss Gangbanger had been released 3 days before after doing jail time for some drug offense. She was on searchable probation, meaning cops could search her or her premises at any time without a warrant. Beat cop was having a slow day, so asked his command if he could check her house. He got the okay, but was told to wait for backup. When the backup arrived, beat cop knocked on the door. Miss Gangbanger took one look at him and ran for the bathroom. Beat cop tacked her and backup called for more backup. She'd been running to the bathroom to flush down her stash. Wouldn't have mattered if she had flushed it. There was plenty more in the house for the officers to find. Not to mention some of her lovely friends with their own stashes. And the reason the cops were keeping people away? A search of the car had turned up illegal fireworks in sizes and amounts that required that the bomb squad be called. We were without a neighborly presence for a good 6 months. She must have plea bargained to keep it down. My former boss was a probation officer. He once told us about an 18-year-old on probation for drug use that lived out in the country. He went one night to check on him. He was greeted at the door by the teen's father holding a shotgun, as he had assumed my boss was an intruder. After explaining to the father why he was there, it turned out that the teen had never told his parents about his arrest or drug use. The man called his son into the doorway and proceeded to beat the heck out of him for lying and forced him to apologize to his probation officer. Not me, but my dad's friend. He had a guy coming into the courthouse for whatever reason. When asked if he would remove whatever was in his pockets and pass through security, he pulled a crack pipe out and placed it on the conveyor belt. Was in Ryan at pre-release center a summer while in college. Only time I had to read legal stuff and send someone back to prison was a guy that had used all of his food stamps that was supposed to go to his wife and kid on a bunch of candy. And illegal candy. Only certain types were allowed in the center. But I really don't remember what why. I saw a 30-something year man was crying that he was going back to prison over some candy. County Sheriff's deputy here. Our bomb squad was called out to help with a probation search after agents found a pipe bomb in the felon's house while doing a home visit. Blew it up with a robot in the middle of a nice middle-class neighborhood. Not a probation officer, but one time I came out of my house and saw a load of torn-up paper on my lawn. I picked it up to put in the bin and realized it was a letter and a bunch of forms sent to someone who was newly on probation, telling them when their first appointment with the probation officer was. I'm a helpful soul, so I'll let the probation officer know the guy had mislaid his forms with prejudice and might need some encouragement to actually turn up. Don't litter on my lawn, okay? Mislaid with prejudice is my new favorite way to say threw away. I missed my probation meeting this morning. I have never missed without calling before. I just messed up my calendar entry. What do I do? I don't have much experience with this stuff. This post prompted me to check my calendar. Thanks, Reddit. Not a probation officer, but I had a coworker who had his license revoked after multiple DUIs. He ended up driving himself to his parole hearing. They threw him in jail. Not a parole officer but a house manager for a halfway house connected to the parole office run by the state. Never ceases to amaze me how many residents, all our residents are on parole and their PO is in the building, who will threaten other people, stalk women, deal drugs or have pee on their phones. When are these guys going to learn to delete just single messages or single websites they visit, as they are not allowed to delete all their text threads or browser history? Also, when are they going to learn that sending someone threatening text messages only allows the victims to screenshot it and bring it in or email it to the PO? I had a teenager who was on community corrections get water from the water fountain and put it in the urine cup. Water was super cold. Kid was an idiot. That should do the trick. Had a teen on probation, nothing too major, who came in for a scheduled visit. Mom said he had left the home and she could not find him for about 10 days. When the teen was questioned, he said he was at a friend's. Told him I was going to have him drug tested and if he were to be dirty I was going to ask the judge to have him detained. Mom is in the office and teen is in the lobby waiting to be drug tested. Receptionist call stating the teen was not in the lobby. Went up front with mom to look for him. Teen decided to book it and steal mom's truck, which had her phone and belongings. Police was called and a report was made for a stolen vehicle. Next morning get in contact with mom, who said teen was involved in a rollover accident the night prior. He is okay. He was under the influence and charged with DUI. Mom reported to have had 5k in cash in the truck and found less than 1k. Teen was looking at a month to 3 months in rehab. Now he's in way worse trouble. This is one reason to never carry that much money on your person. Just why would you need to have 5k cash on you? A family member was on probation. He got pretty lucky but has keep his act together. Anyways, he was out in the woods with friends, probably smoking weed, and the police show up and they all run. Okay, great, they got away, except, he left his ID at the scene. Why was his ID out to begin with? Probably to cut up lines. JK, or maybe not, you never know. Not a probation officer, but my mom is pretty good at messing up her probation for no reason whatsoever. Had court on Tuesday and on Thursday. Skipped court on Tuesday but went on Thursday. It was the same charge from two different counties. So now she has a bench warrant. Got her license suspended for not paying a speeding ticket. $25 to get it reinstated, and she chooses to wait until 30 minutes before Thursday's court to do it, making her late to court. She's a mess. Ex-girlfriend's uncle was a federal probation officer. Guy didn't show up for his urine test at the testing place. So he calls and asks why he didn't show up and then tells him to carry his butt to his office to take a pee test. Guy shows up and her uncle walks him to the bathroom. Tells the guy he's gonna stand right there and watch him. Guy is standing in front of the toilet weird and the pee is coming out in brief squirts like pee, pee, pee. Uncle is like WTF. Tells the guys to turn around. This guy took a plastic squirt bottle like you used to feed baby animals and rubber-banded it to his dong. The rubber bands were in his pubic hair and everything. Probably freaking hurt. Asks the guy where he got the pee. Guy tells him he found a public toilet that hadn't been flushed and dunked it in there. Uncle is disgusted and tells the guy that he's in deep crap. They joke about the pee coming back, saying he's pregnant. I got roped into dropping a GF's sister off to see her probation officer. After I drop her off, I see her walk, then look panicked as she ran to the bushes. After she got finished, she ran back to the bushes, then gets back in my car. She tells me she forgot she had her bag of weed in her back pocket. She wasn't the brightest girl in the world. Guess she better be glad she was very attractive. I was helping out a fellow officer with an easy case. This was the probationer's last meeting, as long as everything went well. She was gonna get discharged. She comes into the drop room, where they take a urine drug test, went into the bathroom, and came out with sample of pee. Per standard procedure, I took the temperature and it was 101 degrees. If your pee is 101 degrees, then you should be dead. I acted normal, did the test, and then told her to hang in the waiting lobby. I called her actual probation officer and let her know what was up. She interrogated her and the probationer said it wasn't her urine. Someone else's she brought in because she was gonna test positive for either marijuana or amphetamine. I can't remember. So instead of getting discharged, we have to have her arrested. She gets taken down to the jail and that's that for then. We actually eventually found out she had a warrant out for her arrest in another district for writing a bad check. Anyways, the PO explained to me that her purse and pockets were checked before she came, as is standard, and to guess how she snuck that sample in. I figured it out pretty quick. Stuck it up her vagina before she came in. Poor thing was almost done and just had to do drugs. Obligatory, not a probation officer, but I've known quite a few people on probation. Most of them do stupid stuff while on probation. One guy was selling weed and coke. Another guy committed armed burglary without any gloves or a face mask. A girl assaulted a police officer. They're all pretty dumb TBH. Everyone tries to falsify drug screens. Males and females. We literally stand in front of them and watch. There's a mirror over the toilet to thoroughly watch the males. Yet they try. Bonus points to the kid who successfully passed a drug screen. But a simple search of his car, which he drove to the probation office and parked in the probation office, yielded a GNC bag with the empty cleansing supplement containers he bought 30 minutes after I made the call telling him to get into my office within 24 hours, along with the receipt showing his credit card and signature for the products, and also his burner phone by the driver's side door with thousands of dollars of weed deals on it. Had two guys grow a huge field's worth of marijuana, then try and transport it through town back to the trailer park where they live, in the middle of the night. This is crazy. I wasn't there, but apparently one of them ended up in a televised standoff with the drunk supervisor of their trailer park, guns drawn. Cops obviously showed up and took them both to jail, but that was interesting paperwork to read. The frickin' way she goes, boys. There was this one time I was checking up on a dude who was on probation for selling crack on the deep web. He was under house arrest for a few months. I can't remember for how long. So I went to his house and peeked through the window. He and his homies had a camera set up with prop guns and bags of baking soda, singing how he's in love with the cocoa. I'm guessing it's some dumb slang kids use these days. It was a song from I think 2015. I worked at a day labor temp agency. A lot of my workers came from a nearby DOC halfway house. It's me. Derek, where the heck did you get a dog? Derek. Traded a bag of weed for it. I never even got to ask where he was keeping the dog. Derek got sent back a day later for smoking K2. In the halfway house. I know a guy who traded a bag of weed for a dog. But his name wasn't Derek. He has somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 years clean now. Freaking miracle that boy's even alive, let alone sober. I napo, but working on a police checkpoint once. This guy came through 10 minutes after his curfew, with a little alcohol on his breath, but well under the adult limit. Wouldn't have been an issue, but one of the cops on the checkpoint recognized him. No being out past curfew on parole, no drinking, at all, and driving. It was so sad, because he was like 3 weeks from the end of his parole, but that was it, he was done. Back to jail. Probably got some details wonky. I'm not claiming to have this absolutely right, just what the cops told me. Not an officer, but I heard this one from my now retired father, who was one since it was a huge story in the probation world when it happened. One guy in my state was on probation for battery or something like that. Guy decides to get a big life insurance policy on his family, and with his brother's help proceeds to burn down his house that had his pregnant wife and their four kids inside. Wife managed to save the daughter, and the guy then tried to put her back in the house, but his wife was able to stop him until a neighbor and the police arrived. None of the sons survived. Two were locked into a bedroom and the third was sleeping on a couch that was also started on fire by his father. Wife also lost the baby and was very badly burned trying to get back in to save her sons. Both the guy and his brother got 3 consecutive life sentences for murder of the sons, and I think they were charged with some other counts as well. I'm not sure if it actually qualifies as the dumbest thing, but it was definitely the most evil thing I've ever heard of a parolee doing. criminal defense attorney, represented a 17-year-old on a drug possession charge. He couldn't bond out, so he stayed in jail until he was sentenced to probation, a couple of days after he was sentenced. And, frankly, I had forgotten about him. I go to do initial intake interviews of people who got arrested in the past 48 hours. There he is. He was out 6 hours and picked up another drug possession charge. Not a probation officer, but my mom is. My mom is a really good probation officer. She's respectful to her people as long as they're respectful too. She calls them MRMs, as long as they return the respect. She says, "You can call me officer, Ms., or agent. Don't ever call me by my first name or we'll have some issues." She also tries to get drug offenders into rehab programs, but only gets them in it if they genuinely want to get clean and better their lives. She also maintains good relations with her offenders' family members to make sure she gets the full story and helps patch family relations up. One of her offenders was crappy mom and didn't get her son anything for Christmas, so my mom went out and bought him a couple Minecraft things for Christmas. All of the people in my county know that my mom is a reasonable officer, and will work with you. They all know that if she arrests you, then you deserve it. Enough rambling though, onto the stupid stuff. She had an offender that was on for crack, and was a repeated offender. My mom was arresting her and she said, "Miss, why is it that every time I see you you're arresting me?" My mom replied, "Well, Ms. Dart, it's because every time I arrest you, you test positive for crack." The offender replied, "I know. I love you though, Ms. Comma." Another one of her offenders was arrested on a warrant sweep. They put out a warrant on him because he didn't show up to any of her report days. She asked him why he didn't show up and he said, "Because every time I see you, you go clink clank." "Mr. Comma, what do you mean by clink clank, officer?" "It's because you put them handcuffs on me and they go clink clank." Another offender of hers was on for possession of Crystal M. Well, she just got on probation and had the bright idea to put her M in a table salt container. She kept it in her purse. They searched her house for drugs and drug paraphernalia and couldn't find anything. They noticed that she would pour the salt in her hand and eat it, right in the probation office too. They took it from her and tested it and it came positive for M. A family member was on probation for some pretty serious stuff. Spent several years in jail and they finally let him out on probation. He talked about how awful jail was and how he's never going back. He was out like a year or so before he got caught shoplifting. The stupid part is that his parents have money and would have bought him what he needed and he also had a job. Some people just have to break the rules. If you are new to the channel, you can subscribe. I publish new videos every day. Until then, check another video. Bye for now.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.